of you as well as the pricing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1 second, Fowler.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director. Hi. Am I speaking with Fowler?
Yes.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, sir. All right. So, Fowler, Ali, she just sent over some information. Catch up to speed here a little bit. I see you've been 4 years in business already, and you're looking to target just the residential work within local surrounding counties there. I see LA County, Riverside, and Bernardino as well, too. We could definitely help you out with this. Most definitely. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's about like a 60 miles, maybe, to give or take. So that works out perfectly.
Yeah, kind of around like a 50 miles. That should be fine. Yeah, 50, 60 miles. Yeah.
All right. That falls perfectly in line with what we do. So we can actually narrow things down just like that. Specific counties, zip codes mm-hmm. even, cities, however you like. So sky's the limit with that. Now, we don't have any contracts. It's month-to-month, sir, okay? You don't pay per call, per click, per lead, per job. It's a flat rate month-to-month, okay? Before I dive into that pricing here for you, though, Fowler, did you have any questions regarding on the program itself or how things work in general?
Yeah, because I tried maybe like a website before, like a Google. I don't know how to handle it, actually, because we have a Google account, but I don't know how to do it, So yeah, and I always got some bunch of weird calls, they are like searching for some like a rental property. They are looking for me.
Rental property.
It's actually, like a remodeling work.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And,
and
we moved, to the Rosemead, and I don't know how to change the address for that, because I think I opened like a few accounts. I'm there. I don't know which one it is right now for my company. Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
I can see everything here, so that's all right.
Yeah.
That's something we can help out with for sure. Yeah.
Because I'm still have a bunch of Google customers still calling for us, but not that much. Yeah. So basically now I'm doing the advertisement on the OfferUp. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the one most. Can directly contact with a customer, and because I post maybe like a pictures on there, so they can see materials, they can directly contact me. I tried it on Yelp, but not that good, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they would both agree. Who doesn't use Google? You know what I mean? So it'll be a huge thing. The difference between having us to help you with this though is. It's not just getting you on Google. It's about getting you found by customers that don't know who you are, that are searching for your keywords or the services you provide. So let's say, for example, if you do like interior design, or kitchen or bathroom, things like that. If they type that in on Google, we make sure you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly. So no more a third party, going through middleman, nothing of that nature. So that's the beauty behind that. But.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I do see you have a Facebook page as well, too. We bundle services together for you. So this is included in your package, not additional cost, okay? Let's paint a picture here. Let's say you have a customer, same scenario. They type in kitchen or bathroom design or something like that, right? They find your company on Google, and let's say they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads will pop up on their feed with the click to call you directly from there as well. It's incredible target marketing ads to help remind those customers of things that you do to call you. So it's more marketing, more bang for your buck, rather than just paying for a service to get on Google, right? It's a lot more that includes for you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. You'll be forced to be able to track everything, and we'll have a team that's available for you to keep that up to date, add pictures if you needed to, or new promotions. That way you guys can focus more at the job at hand. Yes, sir. Sounds like this is something you can use, so you see some value in for sure. All right. So, Fowler, let's go over pricing here. See if it fits in the right budget for you. And if it does, we can take the next step to see if we can move forward from there, okay? So, like I said, Ali, she put in a nice promotion rate for you. With the promotional rate, it brings you from $599 a month with a $299 setup fee all the way down to $249 month to month.
Uh-huh.
That's it. There's no cancellation fees. There's no setup.
$249 per month?
Month to month, yeah. No contracts. Just to make sure every month we're doing our job, you choose to be with us because you see results. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Fowler,
like,
based off
what's the family? Like, it's like $249?
Yeah, that's it. Month to month.
Okay. Okay.
That's including everything we spoke about.
I can try it. Okay. Okay, but I need to see the business grow. Like, you know, because there's some kind of awkward situation, you know, because of, because we're doing the wholesaling place. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the wholesaling. And
okay.
But I share the showroom with a retail company.
Nice. Okay.
So that's the problem is, you know, cause we have a deal. We say like a walk-in customer, I cannot pick the retailer customer, you know, cause the retailer is another company. Yeah. So we are doing the work at the same time. So is there any way that can let the customer like directly call me? So by appointment?
1000%. Yes, sir. 1000%.
Yeah.
All calls come to you directly.
So, because I don't want my customer become their customer. You know.
Right.
I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So
So
I need them call me, and instead of they walking to the store, you know. So if the customer walking to the store, it's gonna become their customers. So that's
I see. Interesting. Okay. So what we could do is for one, because your Google business profile right now, it shows an address and I have two different addresses here. So I don't know which one's correct though. Correct me. So the one that's on Google right now is the 1434 Santa Anita Avenue, South El Monte. Is that the right one?
That's a previous address.
Okay.
No.
And then
no.
The other one I have is 9251 Garvey Avenue. Is that the right one?
No, it's 3251. Not 9251.
3251.
I don't know why.
Oh, that's
weird.
That's
a 3251. Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and
that's
then Garvey.
Yeah.
Okay, still Garvey. Okay, cool. So I got that figured. All right.
It's not on Garvey. It's on San Gabriel Boulevard.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, so that's completely off.
You're totally
3251.
Yeah.
What was that?
3251 San Gabriel Boulevard and
San Gabriel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and Rosemead, yeah. That's a whole other thing
so,
there.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, probably, yeah. Because I moved, and then I moved to my warehouse, and I moved my products in the self-storage for a short time, so that's why I put the address on the 9251, you know.
Got it, yep. Well, that's something
for a short time,
that needs
but
to be
Yeah, I think I forgot to change it, you know. Yeah, so that's why.
That's okay. Hey, listen, you're a business owner, right? This stuff, let us handle that. You know what I mean? That way, you can just focus at the job at hand. Let the calls, take care of the calls. We'll take care of the back end of these things, right? That's the very first thing we need to, you know, sharpen up here is the address, right? Last thing you want is a customer to get confused and then losing a sale from that, right? Yes, to answer your question in short here, we make sure that however you want the customers to contact you, we put that out there for them to contact you directly, nothing else. So that we can definitely do for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Fowler, it sounds like we can, you know, this is everything that you wanted and needed. We can deliver on this. Is this something you'd like to go ahead and move forward with then?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
The price
is,
you know, like a $200, like a $250 like per month.
Correct. Yeah.
Affordable price, you know. So I think it's good. And then, but I don't have a website, you know, yet.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna say it like this, Fowler. I mean, up to you on this one. I mean, we are a one-stop shop, so we do websites. Mm-hmm. It does cost additional from that, but I do feel like a jolly mood here, I guess you can say. So, you know, I could bring the pricing down a lot here and save you some money. It's a one-time fee. We get websites done in the first 7 to 14 days. I mean, you can add pictures, testimonials, videos, state-of-the-art websites, okay? If we could do that for $99 on there, would that be something of interest to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'll add that in there, and then what I'll do is I'll set up a time and day for our technician team to introduce themselves with you and go over how you want that website to look, you know, in detail. Okay. So we'll set that up.
Okay.
Now, Fowler, how do you spell your last name though?
H-U-A-N-G.
H-U-A-N-G. All right. And then as far as the email address, I want to make sure even after payment here today, Fowler, that you see everything on paper through email and through text for your invoice. What's the best email I could send that to?
It's Fowler_Huang, like H-U-A-N-G, and at cheerfulkitchen.com.
Oh, beautiful. All right. It's like the business name and everything. All right. Smart, too. And I want to make sure I got cheerfulkitchen.com. All right. And then is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 8999?
Yeah.
Do you want your customers to reach out to that?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you want your customers to reach out to that number? Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
And then, again, I have to confirm this. This part's for Google, so I have to have it right. I have the business name is Cheerful Kitchen, and the address is 3251 San Gabriel Boulevard, Rosemead, California, 91770.
No, 3285. Sorry about that.
32, oh, my gosh. 3285
San Gabriel Boulevard.
Okay. All right. Last, I guess third time's the charm there. All right.
Right.
Now, tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with our team? So that way you can gather pictures, testimonials, things like that, and they can go over the website with you, show you how your tracking system works and all that as well?
Yeah. Website. Tomorrow around, like, morning time, like 10 o'clock, I think it's fine.
10 o'clock? All right. Let me make sure we have that available here. We do. That. All right. I'm going to put this in, like, right now because I don't want you to lose that spot. Okay. I'm going to send you an email. All right. And in that email, it's just a Google invite. Just all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and then they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right, it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. I just sent it. I hope I have the email correctly here. So, let's see.
Yeah, Fowler_Huang and cheerfulkitchen.com.
Okay, it came back to me. So what I'm going to do here, does this phone number accept text messaging?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a text right now, and I want you to do me a huge favor. Can you send me that email by text on here real quick? That way I can send it out to you.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And then I'm gonna fill out a few things here as well. Yeah, I'll put a reminder from it too. Boom, that looks good there.
Yeah, that's the address. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, let me see if maybe I didn't type it in right here. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, that's not popping up on my thing here. That's the way exactly how I had it, too. Mm-hmm. Is there a different email, possibly, for that? That I could send that to?
That's the email. Yeah, that's the email I use for business. Yeah. Why is that happening?
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering that, because I do have that same one in there. Let me try it one more time, see if it... was it this time? Let's try that. All right, I'm sending it again. Let's see if it shoots back. Because in the system, it's saying that's not a valid email for me on our end here. So let me see.
It's not valid?
Yeah, like that one shot back to me too. Weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. I know exactly what happened. It's because I put an extra space at the end. All right. Last try. I'm going to send it to you now.
Okay.
All right. Boom, boom, boom. There we go.
Okay, so I just typed it. Right.
You got it. Yes, sir. All right. And these next questions are going to go for Google, okay? So let me know here. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found on Google for your customers? You want to show the same thing that it shows right now? It shows from Monday through Friday, or I'm sorry, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Did you want to keep that the same?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Actually, we can do like a more like a, the time's going to be later than that,
okay.
Like another 8. Oh, you mean the shop open time, right? Like a open.
I'm going to put it, because you want your customers to talk to you directly. So let's go with the time schedule that you want your customers to call you. There you go.
Okay. So 8 to 5, that's fine. But probably we can extend it to like a 8 to 9.
Okay. On Saturdays, 8 to 9?
Yeah, 8 to 9. You know, every day 8 to 9 is fine. Yeah.
All right. 8 to 9 it is. Anytime you need to change that, you let us know. We'll change that for you. Okay? You're not married to it, okay? All right. And I have all the counties that we're putting this in there for. And then also, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you let them do by check or Zelle or anything like that?
Yeah, we accept Zelle. We accept, but the only thing we don't want is by card, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
We can do by
card.
Charge extra. But we're going to charge them the charge for the extra. So most of the time we cash is fine, Zelle is fine, check is fine, you know, and then, and the car is fine, you know, but there's an extra charge, you know, so we do, you know, we will let the customer know, you know, if they want to do cars. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. No worries.
Yeah.
Now the next thing is here, far as your business, is it licensed or insured? I have to ask.
I have a business license.
Okay. Perfect. Just making sure here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, let's go over the real bread and butter here. Now, I know I'm putting you on the spot, so I don't expect you to put all the keywords, but I just want to make sure I send our team right now some of the services that you offer, so that way they're not starting from scratch when they speak to you tomorrow. They'll know exactly how to help you and what they need to do for you. Now, I do already have, like, interior design, kitchen and bathroom, some cabinetry has worked as well, too. Of course, residential only.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I could put in here that can come to mind right now, though?
Like a kitchen remodel?
Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel as well?
Bathroom remodel, like you can put an ADU too. You know, we can build ADU because I worked with another company, construction company. So basically we can build up the house.
Yeah, oh, nice.
We can do the design. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. And, yeah. And also we do like windows and the doors.
Installation or repairs or both?
No, like manufacturing. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. So windows and doors, manufacturing.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Just making sure. I have to ask all this stuff. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more just in case, so that way they can bring it up and you can add more if you wanted to or take stuff off if you needed to, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. All right. So I guess I have everything here. I'm going to send this over to our team right now. So next thing is, this is protecting you. So I'm not taking a no for an answer. It's where we call it the voice verification I was telling you about, where everything is recorded.
Yeah.
We want to make sure I put the pricing in there. And before I even do this, I'm going to give you a phone number. So that way you have a direct line. It's voice activated. You can call and say, website, you can say Facebook ads, and there'll always be a team available for you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., okay? So let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you that phone number here.
What should I say?
I want you to save the phone number. It's going to be under Local Splash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash. And so I got to talk on the phone?
Not yet. I'm just going to give you our phone number so that way you have someone, you have our direct line to talk to us. Yeah.
Okay. That would be good. Yeah.
All right. Let me know when you're ready. I'll give you that number.
Yeah. Or you can text me the number.
Oh, actually, that's the number I texted you from. That's the number when I just texted you from. Okay? So save that number.
Okay.
Yes, please do.
Yep.
All right. I just want to make sure you always have a way to contact us, okay? All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit the record button here, and I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. All right, Fowler?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Triple Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and the legal. Yeah. That you got it. It's okay.
You got in a Triple Inc. INC. Yeah. So we DBA Triple Kitchen. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. There you go. And please state your name and title within the business.
The CEO, Fowler Huan.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. So, Fowler, after this recording, Tharn, I want to make sure you're well-protected. So we'll have any time we call in, we'll always ask a security question, and we'll never give your answer out.
Yeah.
That way, everything's strictly between you and I, okay? So just making sure you know.
Okay.
I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. Last question for you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 14th. In the non-refundable amount of only $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 14th of each month in the amount of only $249. And it will be recurring $249 from there, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number at the 877. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. There you go. I just want to make sure you're well protected and putting everything in that recording for you, okay? So we only got 2 parts here left,
okay.
And we're all set. So your security question, you have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. Just don't forget your own answer, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Mother's maiden name is L.U.
Uh-huh. That's
and,
it?
Okay. City of born, yeah. City of born is
C-H-E-N-G-D-U. Actually, just choose one, Fowler. Just one.
Just choose one?
Which one would you like? Yeah, just one.
Oh, okay. Then first, my first pet name is Turbo.
And how do you spell that?
T-U-R-B-O.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's a cool name. All right, I'm sorry. So,
yeah.
Just letting you know.
Corgi, but,
oh.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So just letting you know, this will never change, okay? So, and we will never give out that answer. Okay, we'll only ask the security question. Okay. Now, Fowler, on the card that we're using today, is there just a first and last name, or do you have a middle initial on the card as well?
Oh, my first name, actually the name you're taking is my English name, because my legal name is on card is J-I-G-E, first name. Last name is same.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so what I'm gonna repeat this back. I got J-I-G-E, and last name's still the same. Huang, right? Huang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also is, I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 3285 for the card, or is it a different address?
Currently, I haven't changed it from the bank. you know, so it's 14341. It's a 14341 San Anita. That's the address I'm still using in bank. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's the old address. Got it. That's okay. Yeah. Anytime you need to change it out or anything like that, let us know. Or you actually can do it yourself too. So, okay. Yeah. I don't want you to feel like that.
Yeah.
And then what kind of card are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. That's it a is. Visa. Okay. And now for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
So you need a card number, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's 4427.
Okay.
4270.
Okay.
7276.
Okay.
7926.
Awesome. And the expiration date on that?
2027. August.
Okay, perfect. And then last but not least, the security code.
The security code is 897.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I'm going to make sure to refresh the account like 3 times because now you know I'm not lying. We have you at a really good promotional rate. I want to make sure it stays like that, okay? So this is sort of long-term here. So give me just a second. I'm going to refresh one last time. Okay, we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. Please stay on the phone with me of only 3:48, okay? I want to make sure I keep to my promise that you see your invoice here. Once it goes through, you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first to you, let me know. That way I can direct you to show you the breakdown of everything that we discussed, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And it just went through on my side, so let me know as soon as you receive one of those texts or emails, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Goes there. Anything yet?
Let me double check. Oh.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm here with you, so I have to keep my promises here, man. So it's very important to me.
Okay. Yeah, I got a text. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. In that text message, if I lose you here, I'm going to make sure I let you know. I'll call you right back, okay? But in that text message, if you pop it open, there's a spot where it says, it's a link. It will say, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yeah, click here, type your name as above,
yep.
Right?
You got it. That's it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I type the name.
And there's above it, there's like a little checkbox that everyone misses. It's really small. Make sure not to miss that either, okay?
Mm-hmm. But check that box, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I see a username and password.
Beautiful. That's how I know I did it correctly, too. Don't forget, in that, where you just signed there as well, is everything we discuss is in there for you on paper, as a promise, okay? That's your invoice. Now, this part right here, tomorrow, when our technician team, they call you, they're going to go over how your website, they're going to go over your tracking system, things like that in heavy detail. So I just want to make sure you're aware that it's a very important call for you tomorrow, okay, Fowler?
Okay.
All right. If you need to reschedule by any means, just let us know. We'll go ahead and take care of that for you and accommodate for that part. Okay?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to be first to say this, you know, congratulations. Welcome to the family at Local Splasher. We're going to do amazing stuff with you. All right.
Sure.
So, all right. Well,
okay.
Other than that, we'll talk to you tomorrow and we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right,
okay.
Sir. You have a great day. Yes, sir. Thank you.
May I know your name again? Sorry about that.
Yes, of course. My name is John. J-O-N.
John, right?
You got it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Okay. All right.
Most welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.